For home builders, arbitration is a matter of cost containment. Arbitration does lead to rulings against home builders, but those rulings don't have the enormous loss potential of a court case. Scott Norman heads up the Texas Association of Builders.
Anything that would drive up the cost of housing and ultimately drive up the cost of home ownership is of grave concern to our membership. And whether that be the cost of raw materials in the home, cost of labor, or litigation costs and exposure, those things go towards the cost of housing.
The conflict between home builders and homeowners came to a head after the state created the Texas Residential Construction Commission in 2003. Consumer groups did not like the agency and felt it provided a buffer against any legal action against builders. That agency is on the way out the door because lawmakers didn't reauthorize it in 2009. That makes changing current arbitration laws a bit more relevant. Pam Bolton is with Texas Watch, a political watchdog group. She says there are a handful of problems with arbitration, many of which concern a lack of disclosure. Her example, Joe the plumber has been to arbitration 200 times, but none of them are disclosed.
And I'm shopping for a plumber, and I see Joe's, and I'm doing some research, and I see that they've never been to court. I don't see anything in the media about it or anything. And then I'm looking at Bob's plumber. Well, Bob's been to court a couple of times. Well, that doesn't look good to me as a consumer, so I'm going to think, oh, well, I bet Joe's a better plumber, and I'll go with that. And so it's misleading the consumer.
The House Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence Committee will continue work on a possible arbitration bill over the next few months. A final report will be presented to House Speaker Joe Strauss by year's end. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.